This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin today and will run until August 21 with 21 sittings. This is the first session after Operation Sindoor. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said key legislative and other business will be taken up. More from our correspondent.
During the session, 17 bills are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage. Important legislation including Jan Vishwas, Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 will be taken up. The Bills of Lading Bill 2024, the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2024, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024, the Indian Ports Bill 2025, the Income Tax Bill 2025 are also likely to be taken up for discussion. The government has said it is ready to discuss important issues to be raised in Parliament. With Suparna Sekia, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Yesterday, the government held an all-party meeting of both the Houses of Parliament to seek cooperation from opposition parties for the smooth conduct of the session. Union Minister and Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, chaired the meeting. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju stated that the government is prepared and ready to discuss any other important issue on the floors of the houses as per rules of both houses.
हमने ये रिक्वेस्ट किया है कि सदन अच्छा से चले के लिए पक्ष और विपक्ष मिल करके हमको काम करना होगा आपस में कोऑर्डिनेशन अच्छी तरह से रखना होगा हम पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज अलग अलग विचारधारा का हो सकता है मगर पार्लियामेंट का सदन अच्छी तरह से चले ये सबका जिम्मेदारी है अपोजिशन का भी जिम्मेदारी है और सरकार का भी जिम्मेदारी है
Leaders of different political parties expressed their views on various issues likely to be raised during the monsoon session and assured the government of providing full cooperation. Replying to a media query on Justice Verma impeachment matter, Mr. Rijiju said the process will be undertaken together by all parties as it is not the move by the government alone. In Bihar, the monsoon session of the state legislature will begin today. It will run until July 25th with 5 sittings scheduled. It will be the last session of 17th Bihar Assembly ahead of expected elections in October-November. The monsoon session of the Goa Legislative Assembly will also begin today and will continue till August 8. Government will introduce 16 bills in the Assembly and 15 private member resolutions will be discussed. International Monetary Fund, IMF, says India leads the world in fast payments with Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, recording 18.39 billion transactions in June this year. According to a recent IMF note titled Growing Retail Digital Payments, the Value of Interoperability, UPI has revolutionized India's payment ecosystem. A large number of Kanwariyas have reached Haridwar as the Kanwar Yatra enters its final stage with the city packed with devotees gathering to collect holy Ganga water for offering to Lord Shiva. The number of dark Kanwariyas, those who return quickly after collecting water, is increasing and police have implemented a traffic plan to manage the swelling crowds. So far, over 2.5 crore Kanwariyas have already left for their destinations with the water. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, Himachal Pradesh, Telangana and Uttarakhand today. Places over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Kerala, Konkan, Goa, Maharashtra and northeastern states are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. A tenuous ceasefire has taken hold in Syria's Suweida province after a week of sectarian violence between Druze fighters, Bedouin tribes and government forces, which killed over 800 people, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Announced by President Ahmed al-Shara on July 19, the truce is holding with security forces deployed to enforce peace and oversee the withdrawal of Bedouin fighters from Suweida city. And in FIDE Women's Chess World Cup 2025, Kaneru Hampi created history by becoming the first ever Indian woman to reach the semifinals in Batumi, Georgia. Hampi beat China's Song Yu Jin in the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, Divya Deshmukh and Harika Duranavali will play tiebreaks to decide the winner of the All India quarterfinal clash today. The quarterfinal tiebreaks will start from 4:35 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.